and we'll give you a check or make you something brand new. Thank you.
It's so easy to lose track of time or even keep up with what day it is sometimes during this viral outbreak.
You're right. By the way, Adams Drugs called and reminded me I needed a refill on one of my medications, and I'm so glad they did. I would have been out of that medication the next day.
Oh, I need to call and check on a refill for myself as well. You know, we've been going to Adams Drugs for a long time, and I really trust them.
I trust them as well. The customer service is excellent, the prescriptions are ready when we get there, and when we can't pick them up, they deliver them right to the house.
They're more than a pharmacy to me. They're more like family. The staff at Adams knows my name when I walk in the door, and have even called to wish me a happy birthday.
Yeah, they go the extra mile. You know, during this time of uncertainty, it's comforting to know that Adams Drugs will be there for us when we have questions about our prescriptions.
Adams Drugs, your locally owned Health Mart pharmacy, is offering even better over-the-counter pricing and high-quality products as well. Visit us at adamsdrugs.net for the location nearest you.
Today is September 18th, National Cheeseburger Day. It's a day to enjoy the straightforward goodness of simple ground beef and cheese, especially after you add bacon, jalapenos, caramelized onions, chili, avocados, grilled peppers, lettuce, tomato, and chipotle mayo. Mmm, happy National Cheeseburger Day.
Broadcasting from the Riverside Chevrolet Master Control Center, this is WACV Cusada, News Talk 93.1 FM. When it's Chevy, it's Riverside.
It's four.
Stand by for news.
News. I'm Rich Dennison. At the White House today, President Trump announced $13 billion in federal aid to Puerto Rico to help the U.S. territory recover from Hurricane Maria, which hit 3 years ago.
We've done more for Puerto Rico than anybody, and this is just an example of it, but we've done more for Puerto Rico by far than anybody.
The funds will target the island's energy and education systems. New wire fraud charges have been filed against Lev Parnas and David Correa, operators of a company named Fraud Guarantee and associates of one of President Trump's personal attorneys, Rudy Giuliani.
Federal prosecutors say the men misled those investors about the strength of their company and in some cases used investor money for personal expenses. Both of them were already facing charges of using foreign money to make illegal campaign contributions to U.S. politicians to further their interests.
Fox's Tanya J. Powers. America is listening to Fox News.
Here's a classic.
Did you ever think when you eat Chinese, it ain't pork or chicken but a fat Siamese, yet the food tastes great so you don't complain? Chicken in your chicken chow mein. Seems to me I ordered sweet and sour pork, but Garfield's on my fork. He's purring here on my fork. There's a cat in the kettle at the Peking Moon, the place that I eat every day at noon. They can feed your cat and you'll never know. Once they wrap it up in dough, boys, they fry it real crisp in dough. Shaolin asked if I wanted more as he was dialing up his buddy at the old pet store. I said, not today, I lost my appetite. There's two cats in my belly and they want to fight. I was sucking on a Rolaid and a Tums or two when I swear I heard it mew, boy. And that is when I knew. There's a cat in the kettle at the Peking Moon. I think I gotta stop eating there at noon. Say that it's beef or fish or pork, but it's purring there on my fork. There's a hairball on my fork.
At 3 minutes after 4 on News Talk 93.1 FM, WACB, All Requests Friday. 272-9228. Some very patient callers waiting to talk to us. We start with Michael Bankston.
Hey, man.
How you doing?
We are doing okay down here.
You're in Fairhope, right?
I'm in Fairhope. Didn't think we were going to get it as bad as we got it, but man, I listened to you for years. My family is on a schedule with you. You wake us up with William Hill in the morning.
Oh my goodness!
And generally, you feed us right before 6 o'clock as you're leaving. And we've met once before at Baumhauer's, but yeah, I was standing out here on my thinking stoop, looking at my farm and going, wow. I need something. I have not had internet or power since Tuesday afternoon.
Wow.
And I suddenly had you on tune in with the internet, out here at my farm, and I have sat here now for an hour listening to you, and man, I'm going to tell you, if we miss one more day of Jay's Random Facts, I don't know what's going to happen to our household. And the conundrum, I mean, I know it's not regular all the time, but good gracious, dude. My boys still call me today from college and go, do you know what the conundrum is?
The conundrum today, just FYI, a survey found that women spend a total of 5 days a year looking at what? And the answer
I would say my guess on that one would have been their husband's cell phone.
Oh, my God.
Oh, my goodness. Eddie, how you doing?
Maybe actually, for some husbands.
The answer was looking at their reflection. But you know what? I got to be honest here. I am a primpo. And
you look good today.
Seth Spotlow was the human mirror.
Was that for me or for Seth? Did Seth get that to me or to you?
Oh, I hate to
you look
that.
Good today, Michael.
Hey, see,
Rosie,
it's better when
you are the bomb. Thank you so much.
Especially considering all you've been through.
Yeah, man, we're sorry.
Well, there were two things that I wanted to get across. One was, for years you've shared the experience of your Miami hurricane.
Right.
And you talked about the house moving and all that kind of stuff. I'm going to tell you something. At 4 a.m., I say about 4:15, 4:20, 4:30 the other morning, you were top of my mind. And I was going, holy smokes, this guy wasn't joking. The house moved. There are sounds that you've never heard before.
Right.
And it is.
And watching your doors bulge mm-hmm. as the storm is literally trying to break into your home.
Yes. It was crazy. I've heard you talk about that before, but I've never seen it myself. And I saw it myself this time. And I'll tell you, we were blessed to get out with what we got out with. But there are people a lot worse than South Baldwin. Don't forget about them. I know a lot of your folks up in Montgomery are closely aligned with folks down here.
Very much.
We appreciate all the help that we're already getting. You know, the second thing that I called about was, I haven't heard it in a while, but it makes me laugh so hard. And it sounds like one of your callers that calls in all the time, but it's the old ladies getting out of the car and whipping that guy after a wreck.
Oh, the accident witness.
Yeah.
God, I will play
that one kills me every time.
If you give me about 10 minutes, we'll put that on the air.
Hey, no worries. I'm listening to you. I got a few things I'm picking up. I haven't been down to the farm since all this happened. We've gotten our house cleaned up, and people are starting. I mean, it has been amazing the amount of teamwork that people do together down here. I think FEMA's coming in, but I think FEMA's going to have very little to do around here because most of us have already kicked in and started doing it. And
I'm not surprised. That's one reason I love Alabama, because if they're not directly affected, people want to know, how can I help?
Yep.
They're self-reliant. And
yep.
Then there's those that sit and wait for the government to do everything.
That's right. And I will tell you, Greg, you're spot on everything every day. Love you. Like I said, you are our schedule every day. I got Dan at lunchtime. He's the one who reminds me to eat lunch. and then you come on at 3, and I know I've got 2 hours before I can get free. I appreciate y'all. Even through this storm, y'all have been more information than you even know. When we can get you. But like I said, I had about 5 minutes of Jay this morning, and I never got to hear the rest of the Random Facts.
Well, he does post them on Facebook, and you can listen to them on the podcast if you can pull the station up online.
Yes. I'll go back and listen to the last couple of days, but just to catch myself up, since I don't have a whole lot going on right now, I'm picking up sticks. Anyway, just wanted to let y'all know, even from Fairhope, Alabama, love you. And thank you so much. Your advice, actually, about hurricanes was quite useful.
What do you know? The old man knows something.
I'm sorry you're going through this, but you made my
day. I'm going to tell you, though, really and truly, when the window started bulging, and you were my first thought, I remember when he talked about this.
Lame-ass educational stories.
Seeing nature exactly. at that level of fury is very humbling, isn't it?
Yes.
You kind of want to get in the corner and cry.
That's right.
Well, so, my friend, good luck, Godspeed, and stay in touch with us, Mike. We'd love to hear from you a week from today if you can. Let us know how you're doing.
I will try to do that. As soon as I get better power and service, I will reach out. Thank you so much.
Appreciate it.
Thank you.
Thanks to everybody in Montgomery thinking about us, and we appreciate the prayers.
Our prayers are with you.
Love you guys.
All right. Thank you, buddy.
Thank you, Rosie.
You know, it's there are so many people in our area that had properties, Airbnbs, boats, all kinds of things that were destroyed. Brandt.
Wasn't it Brandt who told about his friend who's got the pecan farms? They lost everything, and it takes 10 years for a tree to mature enough to produce, and they lost it all.
I hope the president is able to get down there and visit.
Meemaw flew over.
Soon.
I don't know if you heard her comment.
Michael
flew over and said, y'all, it was awful.
Michael Smith.
Michael.
Hey, how are you, sir?
Okay, what can we do for you, Michael?
I am. Can you hear me?
Yes.
Well, you know, it's kind of must be a sign that your guy was on there just then talking about Baldwin County, so I really need some help in Baldwin County with the Boys Ranch, if any of your listeners could help me out a little bit. Our ranch in Baldwin County is, can you hear me?
Yes, sir.
Uh-huh.
Yes.
We can hear you.
Can you hear me?
Yes, we can hear you.
Oh, I am so sorry about that. But anyway, it's a sign that really that someone called from Baldwin County, because I appreciate you guys, what you've done for us with the Boys and Girls Ranches. But we have a Boys Ranch in Baldwin County, and we too have been without power, and we're out in the country, and I have tried all over everywhere to try to get a generator for our ranch. We have 17 people living on the ranch, and we are on a well water system and septic system, so our boys and our house parents are down there with no way to have sewage or water, take a bath, wash clothes, or anything. We have some small generators trying to keep our refrigerators going to keep the food from spoiling, but we are just at our wit's end, and I want to reach out to your listening audience. We really need some help, Greg.
All right, well, here's what we'll do. You have a number you can give on the air that people can call?
Absolutely. I'll give my cell phone number. My cell phone number is 334-850-0000. 334-850-0000. I'm about to go shopping now to buy some things to take down to the ranch in the morning. Believe it or not, they asked for Benny Wings and Vienna sausage. So I'm trying to go buy some of that. But I would appreciate anything you guys could do and reach out to your audience to help me with this electrical problem, because if not, I've got to move all these 17 folks somewhere that they can have some kind of sanitary operation there.
We'll do everything we can. Good luck, and touch base with us. Let us know tomorrow morning. We're here from 6 to 8:30 if you've been able to get any help, and we'll get the message out.
I'll be on my way in the morning. I'll give you a call, Greg. Thank you so much for what you, Rosie, and your station does for our listening audience. Thank you so much. I appreciate you.
Thank you. Pleasure.
Thank you, Michael.
I mean, you know, the scope of the destruction down there is becoming clearer with every passing day. And you want to help everybody.
Yeah.
But in this particular situation,
they've got 17 people that are relying on that.
And he said they need a generator, right?
Yeah, a large generator to take care of the sanitary and sewer.
Right, right.
The septic tank.
Can you give that number again?
It is 334-850-0000.
All right. And if you missed it, you want to call up and see what you can do to help, feel free. We'll be happy to give it to you over the phone here in the studio. It's 14 minutes after 4, some local news.
From Alabama News Network, I'm Daryl Hood. Charges are pending against the suspect in a high-speed chase that started in Prattville and ended in Montgomery today. Prattville police say the suspect is Markia Pettis. They say Pettis took off while officers were trying to conduct a traffic stop. Pettis is being held in the Autauga County Jail. A second death now being reported in Alabama as a result of Hurricane Sally. The Baldwin County coroner says the death was in the Foley area and was someone who was involved in storm cleanup. Meantime, Governor Ivy toured areas hit hard by the storm today. today as cleanup crews continue working in South and Central Alabama. The man who created the iconic character Forrest Gump has died. Novelist Winston Groom died Wednesday night. He was 77. Forrest Gump, the book, went on to become a movie in 1994, winning 6 Academy Awards. Governor Ivey said she was saddened to learn that Alabama has lost one of our most gifted writers. I'm Daryl Hood. Watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32.
4:15, we'll check traffic in a second. You know, the call from Michael was a reminder that we have things that we take for granted on a daily basis.
Yes, sir.
And when they stop working, we get, you know, realize, wow, it's a thin line between working and not working. That's why a Clark's Club membership, we gave one away this morning.
Yes, you did. That's right.
Yeah. And that is such great value because, A, you get 2 annual tune-ups to your system with that membership. It's worth $159. It would cost a lot more than that on a, a la carte sort of.
Yes, sir,
if you're just browsing the phone book, you know that.
Mm-hmm.
And these are people who are not only the best at what they do, but they're just really incredibly good human beings. Come out, make sure everything is running in tip-top shape, running efficiently so your electric costs are down. And then available 24/7, 365 should something break or there's some type of crisis. Same thing with their plumbers. Amazing people. The best at their craft. And again, when you're splashing through your living room, you don't want to hear about a week from now, we'll come out and help you.
Right.
You want to hear we're on the way. And that's their middle name. For the best in heating, air conditioning, plumbing, and truly amazing people, call Clark's 277-2125 or visit clarkcomfort.com. Alabama certification number is 99004. Let's check on traffic at 4:17.
Good afternoon. This is Montgomery Skywatch traffic. All right, we are still showing the accident on East South Boulevard at Marty Lane. Traffic is backed up towards Woodley Road. Use caution as you head towards the Troy Highway there. We have a really bad accident on Highway 14 at Ingram Road. If you are passing the 143, the McDonald's, Marvin's, as you head down, it's going to be right there. It was affecting traffic in both lanes a few minutes ago. Right now, it's just got things backed up to 143. Use caution there. And we have a new accident, 8900 block of Wares Ferry Road in front of H&H Auto. Use caution there. Accidents happening everywhere this afternoon. Please slow down, buckle up. We've got light to mostly moderate traffic all over the area. Cars, trucks, SUVs, they're all at Reinhardt Prattville. Stop by and check out the great selection. Reinhardt Prattville, they're on Cobbs Ford Road for Montgomery Skywatch Traffic. I'm Wendell Jay.
I'm Stuart Vance. Call the Vance Law Firm locally at 333-3333. Just dial 3 to talk to me.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by the lawyers.
All right, here's what's ahead in the next couple of minutes. Mike Bankston, right, from Lower Alabama, dealing with the situation down there, wanted to hear the accident witness. Given what they've been going through, how can we deny that request?
Yeah, right. They need a good laugh.
Yes. We already had a call.
Yes.
For the... the ranch.
He's gonna call and talk with Michael Smith.
Good deal.
And we'll readdress that situation a little bit later in the show. Rich's forecast just ahead, and we're gonna roll call today.
Woo!
Because with the storm and everything else, and all the news around it, we didn't really get to do it all week. So got to do it today. Got to stay in shape. At 419.
Presenting 8 great reasons to rely on C-Square Performance Automotive. Reason 1, we do it all. From brakes to motors and transmissions, oil changes and more. Reason 2, C-Square has all brands of tires. Reasons 3 through 6, great people like Chris Bowers, Duke Jones, Heather Walker, and Ricky Adams. Reason 7, free pickup and delivery in the downtown area. And reason 8, trust. You will trust us, and your car will love us. C-Square Performance Automotive, 715 Madison Avenue.
What's your biggest investment? More than likely, it's your home. So treat it that way when you hire a painting contractor. At PBS Painting, there are no gimmicks, no $99 specials. Just quality painting and someone who treats your home with the same respect that you do. At PBS Painting, we have been painting for years and look forward to many more years to come. With PBS Painting, the job gets prepped properly, whether it's cleaning, scraping, or priming. We always use quality products, which is a must for a quality paint job. So if you're looking for a painter that doesn't need upfront money and is on the job at all times, then please give me a call. Scott Bowers and PBS Painting, 294-294-294. 5122. That's PBS Painting, 294-5122. Look at some of our work on Facebook at PBS Painting Montgomery.
Rich Thomas Weather, a service of Wiley Sanders Trucking. Truckers, listen up. Would you like to be home every weekend and two nights during the week? Then you need to get in contact with Wiley Sanders Trucking, one of the nation's largest. Family-owned, family-operated. Wiley Sanders cares about you and your family. Wiley Sanders Trucking. Call him today.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Hi, everybody. Happy Friday. The news is good as we move into the weekend. For tonight, I think we'll be dry. Rain chances are 20% or less tonight. Overnight low temperature down to about 68. Tomorrow, some widely scattered showers are possible, but how about some comfortable temperatures? Saturday's high 78, down to 61 Saturday night. Sunday's high in the middle 70s. Low humidity should be dry. I think we could be in the upper 50s by Sunday night. Fall officially arrives on Tuesday. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
CBNS Bank has digital banking solutions to help you keep up. Check balances, pay bills, transfer funds, manage your card, deposit checks, and much more. Learn more at cbsbank.com. Charges and fees may apply from your cellular service provider. Contact your service provider for information. Member FDIC.
The views and opinions of the following program are solely those of the host and other contributors. These do not necessarily represent those of Liberty Acquisitions 825, Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, staff, or any advertisers.
News and talk without the static. The River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Hey, Mark, excuse me. I'm on my way to 3768. Kind of got hung up. It's raining out here. I'm on my way into Dallas. Jerry's probably going to be calling you to find out where I'm at if he can't get a hold of me, I'm sure. So thought, whoa. Man, I just had a wreck right in front of me. This guy ran a red light and hit four old ladies in an Impala, just kind of clipped them, turned them around right in front of me, man. That was close. Oh, now this guy's getting out of his car. He's got a white shirt on with a tie and a cigarette hanging out of his mouth. He's throwing his hands up in the air like it was their fault. Oh, hold on. He's going over to their window. She's rolling down the window. Oh, man, I think she sprayed him with pepper spray, man. He's on his face, and he's on his knee. She's beating him with an umbrella. The other women are getting out, too. There's one woman with a little black purse. She's tomahawking him, man. She looks like a Sunbelt 20 horsepower jackhammer. Blah, blah, blah. We got another woman that's... She's hitting him like she's got a cattle prod, man. She's got an umbrella. She's sticking it in his side. Oh, there's another one. It's a little woman. Looks like Mother Goose. She's beating him. She's got this huge bitch bag. It's huge. It's about the size of her. She's about 4 foot nothing. She hit him over the head. Everything went all over the place. Her Bible fell. She just hit him in the head with a Bible. Oh, they still beat the hell out of this guy. She picked his Bible up and raised it up above her head and just beamed the guy. This guy's not getting up. They're still hitting him. The one with the little black person still. Oh, pieces of him. okay, he's up on the car. The little woman just beamed him again with that big bag. He's running to his car. He's out of here. I wish you would have been here, man. This is too good.
And you know what? Nothing from nothing leaves nothing.
Let's start the riddle with a roll call. What did Eddie Bader say to the peanut butter cup?
Get in my belly!
Nothing from nothing leaves nothing. You gotta have something if you wanna be with me.
Hi-oh!
Nothing from nothing leaves nothing.
This is so stupid.
You gotta have something.
You guys suck.
If you wanna be with me.
Men are all alike. Seven or eight quick ones and you're off
mama.
Portions of the day's programming are reproduced by means of electrical transcriptions or tape recordings.
What's that smell? That's marijuana. This smells like pot down there.
We must do something about this immediately. Immediately, immediately. Hurrah, 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 hurrah.
I don't know this show. I didn't step up into nowhere. I put this thing together on a polish.
Hurrah.
Nothing from nothing, be nothing.
What's wrong with you?
You gotta have something.
He's a tool.
I'm beginning to sober up, and you're scaring me.
Well, the rust was showing there, but at least I recovered.
It's good.
Yeah,
we
enjoyed it.
Actually,
we lost all our peanut butter cups during that.
It's
no, we didn't.
It sounded like there were what I call bald spots in the roll call.
Yeah.
But I got to try to make sure that the song itself plays out of pot one or pot two. Pot three is very hot, and some of the sound effects aren't dubbed in as loud as the others, so they get buried, and you don't really hear them. And the BS detector didn't go off.
No, not at all.
So I must have been right about something. It is 427, 272-9228. I was just reading this. I could actually do this story with a little musical accompaniment because it's the sad story of Michelle Obama.
Oh, you read that,
aww,
huh?
We could never get away with the stuff that Trump does.
Try not to throw up.
Yeah. When we were in the White House, we could have never gotten away with some of the stuff that's going on now because of the public. But our community wouldn't have accepted that. You worked. You did your very best every day. You showed up. What does that mean? You showed up.
It means absolutely nothing. And if you keep reading the article, there's more circles of nothing.
That's what Barack Obama won a Nobel Peace Prize for. He showed up, nothing else.
Exactly right.
That was almost like, here's an advance, because we know with your gifts, peace will break out throughout the world. Instead, we're firing missiles into Libya.
It wasn't a whole lot of peace.
The endless wars continued. What best did Michelle Obama, for that matter, or Barry, his own self, bring to the White House? What wouldn't her community have accepted? What did she even do beyond ruined school lunches? Notice that I think that got fixed.
Yeah, it did.
They tossed all of that garbage out.
Well, kids weren't eating them anyway. You just wasted more money.
Oh, man. And, you know, mandating you got to have a fresh fruit.
You will have celery for lunch today.
In California. Ooh. In California alone, in the L.A. school district, I know one year they wasted about $20 million on fruit that was never eaten.
Yeah.
Good thing Obama couldn't have gotten away with illegal shipping a fortune to terrorists and unmarked pallets of foreign currency. Remember that little midnight ride to Tehran?
Yep.
Eavesdropping on his political opponents and setting off race riots across the country. Quote, the notion that people are out there wondering about these protests, Moot said. It's like, do you know how much it takes to get up every day and be accused of being less than what you are? This is... Yeah. A woman with $100 million in the bank. The author concludes with, I understand that getting out of bed every day is tough when you're a millionaire celebrity with a Netflix deal who contributes nothing to society.
Speaking of Netflix, has she had any comment on the whole cuties thing?
No, and she Susan Rice, who was considered for vice president, are on the board of directors.
Right.
And yet they let this...
Child porn. Call it what it is.
Child porn. It's unbelievable. And today, I mean, how about that Anderson Pooper town hall with Joe?
Dude.
Hey, Joe, what's your name? Tough question.
Right, they were throwing the softballs. I mean, they were literally throwing the softest softballs they could to Joe.
Yeah, and it was more gibberish, right?
Yes.
Do we have any audio?
No substance came out of that whatsoever. Besides, yet again, the press just... giving him jello.
Yeah.
I mean, that's essentially what they're doing. They're feeding him Jell-O.
Herschel Walker continues to stand up to the NFL. He says NFL's got a mess on their hands with BLM support, not doing the research. And I do get around on the sports talk circuit, and I'm hearing nothing, not a thing about the crappy ratings.
I wanted to ask you about that.
The NFL is getting. Monday Night Football was down 30%.
Over last year, right?
1 year.
Which was down how much over the previous year? I mean, it's just a circle in the toilet.
Yeah. You know, they sell the advertising time on NFL football based on delivering so many eyeballs to a TV set.
Right.
And they're not doing it. The ultimate, we'll see, you know, if the country stays. But I've just seen too many people in passionate terms say, I'm done.
Yep.
Done with the NFL. And I'll tell you what, I have nothing to back this up other than my own eyeballs and the fact that I have been a baseball fan for many years. And I still watch Christopher Russo.
Mad Dog.
Mad Dog at 12 o'clock every day on the Baseball Network. Baseball started the season with a big virtue signaling ceremony on opening night. And there was an ad that I saw one time with a bunch of players of color who were doing the Black Lives Matter thing. I've not seen it since. I've not seen it since.
Curious.
And, yeah, it is. So, it'll be interesting to see how baseball does with its... Because there's only a week left in that season.
That's it?
Yeah, I remember, naively, I was driving back from Janelle's birthday back in March. They were about halfway through the exhibition season. And on that Sunday, as I'm driving back, they're talking about, well, they're going to close the camps temporarily, but the players are going to stay in the camps because the medical people there. So it's going to be temporary. And then as time passed, obviously it wasn't temporary. In fact, later that same day, they decided to send the players home. So who knew when the season was going to start? Sports-starved America, that's all we've heard for 4 months. Can't wait, man, bring it back. The NBA is down over 50% since 2012, and they're down about 30% to 35%, depending on which game you're looking at, since last year.
But we are sports-starved, as much as we are, but we're also fed up with the BS.
That's exactly right. We are not BS-starved, and we don't go to sports to get a lecture.
Thank you.
From millionaire victims. And that's what we see.
No crap.
Here's a good example of an NFL player who was totally ignorant. The Pittsburgh Steelers organization made the decision to put the name of Antoine Rose, an accused drive-by shooter, on their players' helmets. That, according to Steelers safety Minkah Fitzpatrick, who says putting Rose's name on the helmets was not the player's call. It was mostly made from people upstairs and everything else like that, Fitzpatrick told ESPN. Don't know exactly who, don't know exactly how, but we did. We knew that we were going to have somebody on the back of our helmets, and it wasn't exactly clear on who it was going to be. It was mostly made by the front office. The organizational decision was not embraced by all. Steelers tackle Alejandro Villanueva told to display the name of Army hero Elwin Cash instead of Rose. Center Maurice Pouncey took to Instagram on Thursday to distance himself from the management decision, saying he regretted wearing Rose's name and that he wasn't given enough information about Rose's background. Antoine Rose was shot by a police officer on June 19th of 2018 after a car he was in was pulled over. In a statement, the Steelers explained, well, the driver was being handcuffed on suspicion of being involved in a hit and run that happened earlier. A frightened Rose fled from the car. Cell phone video by a bystander captured showing Rose running, and then you could hear gunshots and see as he was fatally shot in the back three times by a white East Pittsburgh police officer. However, what that statement does not mention is that Rose was identified as being involved in a drive-by shooting that occurred not long before being pulled over. The victim in the shooting told police that Rose was the shooter.
Right.
Police had every reason to assume that Rose was armed and dangerous. In addition, the officer who was shot and killed Rose was found not guilty of improperly killing the team. The shooting was deemed justified, according to the investigation. One of the reasons this is important, George Floyd killed himself. The information that's coming out on George Floyd, it wasn't the cop's knee. You got to look at the whole story. It's on American Thinker today. And I'm so nervous about posting stuff like this. But if they get a fair trial of a questionable proposition at best, Minneapolis police officers charged with murdering George Floyd should be acquitted. He had a high overdose level of fentanyl in his system. And the video goes well, I mean, the whole story goes well back before what everybody in America saw, which was the cop with his neck on the knee. But that's not what killed him. And even the Hennepin County coroner had to tell the truth about that. The bystander video, isolated alone, implies the officer cruelly forced George onto the ground. But Floyd was saying, "I can't breathe," long before he was on the ground. The officers wanted him in the car. He was 6'8" tall, fought police every second, tried pushing his way out. Police video shows George repeatedly saying, "I can't breathe," long before he was on the ground and before Officer Chauvin employed the infamous knee restraint tactic, which, by the way, is fully sanctioned by the Minneapolis Police Department. So he was doing it by the book. I got to tell you, you got a guy that's out of his mind on fentanyl and methamphetamine, and he's 6'8", out of control. They couldn't get into the car because he claimed to be claustrophobic, which is a condition that can be brought in by high-powered drugs. A bystander urges George Floyd to stop fighting. "You can't win," the bystander says, but he kept on. From the back seat of the police car, in the video at 8 minutes and 18 seconds, "I want to lay on the ground. I want to lay on the ground. I want to lay on the ground," Floyd said. He repeats it a fourth time. 5 seconds later, expletive, "I want to lay on the ground." Then, as if he knows he is dying, he says, "I'm going down." So you should really look at this whole thing. And yet we burned down America over this before all the facts were known.
And that's what we do.
Virtually every single one of these situations, the clown in Atlanta, these are all people that put themselves in the path of law enforcement with their behavior. Yet they were used, these victims were used for political purposes to advance an agenda, and stupidly so. Because if you look at the polling, law and order has become a big thing with voters.
Yes, sir.
By the way, early voting started in Virginia. Lines out the door.
Michigan, too.
Lines out the door. Do you think they're standing in line because Joe Biden has them whipped into a frenzy?
I got to go with no.
Uh-huh. Yeah, I got to go with
no.
Did
you see the Biden boat parade?
That was him in the paddle boat? Yeah. The car parade with three vehicles? 5,000 boats on a lake for Trump, but Biden, he's ahead 51-46. Right. I'm telling you, man. Unbelievable. 4:39, traffic time.
This is Montgomery Skywatch traffic. Well, the accident on Highway 14 at Ingram Road, we believe they've cleared that one. We're not seeing any really congestion around that accident now. However, we have two active accidents. One, 8900 block of Wares Ferry Road. They're saying some injuries there now. They've dispatched ambulance to that area. Avoid it if possible. That's going to be right in front of H&H Auto on Wares Ferry Road. Also, we're still showing the accident on East South Boulevard at Marty Lane. If you're coming up from Woodley Road, you should be in a slowdown there by that accident. Back a little extra time to get by it and be patient. Light to mostly moderate traffic everywhere around Montgomery right now. Buckle up and be safe. Create your own deal and buy your new Toyota online at ReinhartToyota.com. Buying a Toyota's never been easier. Visit the showroom or shop online, ReinhartToyota.com. For Montgomery Skywatch Traffic, I'm Wendell Jay.
Hurt in a wreck that wasn't your fault? Get the tiger on your side with Stuart Vance. 333-3333.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to the performer is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers.
It's that time of year again, where an afternoon thunderstorm can pop out of nowhere, bringing damaging winds and power outages. At Spire, we know life doesn't stop just because the power did. Thankfully, you can depend on natural gas water heaters and stoves no matter how long the power is out. And right now, get up to a $600 rebate when you switch from an electric water heater at spireenergy.com/rebates. Now that's fuel for good.
Hey, this is Steve Kirkpatrick for Big Block Designs. We are a state-licensed drafting company located here in Wetumpka. We draw residential and commercial blueprints for new builds, additions, remodels, or renovations. And that includes those as-builts or building mapping for those projects with no blueprints. So if COVID got you staying at home and you got that fever to remodel the kitchen, the bathroom, or the garage, or even start from scratch, then give us a call and let us draw what you dream. You can look us up on Facebook, Instagram, Alignable, or LinkedIn, or even our own website at BigBlockDesigns.com. Have a better day.
Sounds like a job for AC by Luke Ryan.
It's our fourth annual truckload sale.
And have we got an irresistible offer for you?
Get a brand new Carrier air conditioning and heating system from AC by Luke Ryan and save 20%. Plus, get 0% interest financing with approved credit. Turn to the experts at acbyluke.com today to see how you can save on a brand new Carrier system. That's acbyluke.com.
Sounds like a job for AC by Luke Ryan.
Number 84417.
The amount of your tax dollars that return to Alabama each year depends on you completing the 2020 census. Alabama is in trouble if you aren't counted. It's easy to do and takes just a few minutes to complete. Go to 2020census.gov and do it now. If you don't have access to the internet, call 844-330-2020. Again, 844-330-2020 to answer the questions. Can we count on you right now? Sponsored by the Alabama Broadcasters Association and this station.
On American Medicine Today, we speak to cutting-edge medical and science innovators, reconnect with patients to recount stories of recovery after the Benatti spine procedures, and political issues plaguing our nation. Saturday, noon to 1, News Talk, WACV.
Rich Thomas Weather is brought to you by JB Windows and Siding, powered by Jones Brothers Roofing.
Quality, beauty, value, and more. JB Windows and Siding has what you're looking for.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Hi, everybody. Happy Friday. The news is good as we move into the weekend. For tonight, I think we'll be dry. Rain chances are 20% or less tonight. Overnight low temperature down to about 68. Tomorrow, some widely scattered showers are possible, but how about some comfortable temperatures? Saturday's high 78, down to 61 Saturday night. Sunday's high in the middle 70s. Low humidity, should be dry. I think we could be in the upper 50s by Sunday night. Fall officially arrives on Tuesday. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
When you're shopping for a new car, truck, or SUV, getting a great rate shouldn't be a problem. ASE Credit Union makes auto loans easy with historic low rates. Schedule an appointment or apply online. ASE Credit Union, your life, your goals, your ASE. Equal opportunity lender.
The River Region's first and only news talk station on FM. Live, local talk. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
From earlier today.
Were you born in 1988? Now you're 32 and burnt out? Still 33 years until retirement and just can't see yourself doing this any longer? Well, I have some words of encouragement for you from your dearly departed grandfather, who reminds you this time isn't to be sitting around puffing on the bong, or buying cocktails for all your buddies, or spending money on tribal tattoos around your bicep. Speaking of money, you are saving some, aren't you? You're 32 now, and in 32 more years, you'll be about to retire. Where will you live? In a spare room or the basement of your son's house? You won't be able to afford a retirement village. Don't picture yourself near any golf course. Oh, now you're motivated. Good for you. Get out there today and make some money. Maybe take on a second job instead of playing video games and fantasy football leagues. Grandpa will be proud of you. You burnout.
The fact that I just played that has nothing to do with the fact that we have
Jaqueline
on the telephone from Florida.
Hey.
Hey. How are you? How's today going?
So you guys, every time you call me, it's like you never know what I'm going to be doing, right? Like, right now I'm brining 30 pounds of king mackerel.
Was that the fish?
Yeah.
My husband caught a 30-pound king mackerel today. And so we're brining it, and then we're going to let it sit overnight, and then we're going to smoke it tomorrow and make smoked fish dip.
Wow.
I know.
You're a woman.
I know. You guys never know what I'm doing, right?
Well, you brine something.
You make a brine, which is, this one happens to be teriyaki, apple juice, water, cayenne pepper, garlic, teriyaki, some other stuff. Anyways, you let it sit, like, you know, as long as you want. We're going to let it sit overnight, and then we're actually going to smoke it on the smoker tomorrow. Because what do you do with 30 pounds of mackerel?
Smoke it. I'm watching Jared lift it up out of the ice chest to the amazement of young Steven.
And he loves it.
So let me tell you about that picture, right?
Yeah.
So all morning, I'm like panicking because I'm out shopping with my mom. And I'm like, God, I hope he catches something. God, I hope he catches something. You know, like, it's going to be a really bad afternoon if he doesn't catch anything. And so I had prepared Steven, no matter how big of a fish Jared caught. Babe, leave this on the counter for a minute. Don't mess with it. So I told him, I said, no matter how big of a fish your daddy catches, I want you to say, whoa, no way. That's the biggest fish I've ever seen. Okay, like all morning, I'm prepping him. So Jared walks in the house from being fishing all day, like before Steven even sees the fish. And Steven runs up to him and goes, wow, daddy. That's the biggest fish I've ever seen.
All I can say is really mackerel.
So when you see it on the video, like that's actually the second or third time he's told him that, but it was like. So yeah, so that's what I'm doing. What are you guys doing?
We're looking, wow, at,
looking at your baby's face.
Looking at Lola's face.
In your belly.
Wow. Oh my goodness, right? And like she is just, she has not stopped today, y'all. She is like up and at him.
So, all right, so here's Jacqueline's afternoon. She's probably had a consultation or two, filed a motion here and there.
Brand new fish.
At this point, 7 months now,
mm-hmm.
pregnant, with child, brining a big freaking mackerel.
Yeah, I didn't fillet it, though. My husband filleted it for me so that I could just brine it.
You gotta say he's
coaching
doing something.
Steven.
It's nice of him to cut you a break.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, in his defense, well, I guess not in his defense, but as he was, you know, I went to the store to get the stuff to make the brine and to make the dip. So, like, he went ahead and, you know, cut his head off and guts and stuff while I did that. But, I mean, I would have gladly, you know, filleted it for him.
That's a woman right
but
there.
But I know how.
Wow.
Hey, from South Florida, right, you gotta know how to fillet a
That's
fish.
That's right.
Is there anything you can't do?
I'm sure there is, but you know what? I can find out on the YouTube.
Yeah.
Wow.
So, yeah, last time we were here, I had to learn how to change a truck battery. That was fun. So at least I haven't had to do that this time. Oh, but I do have an update, Greg. You asked me about something yesterday. You asked me about the political climate down here, and
yes.
I have an update.
All right, let me get the news sounder.
Bye.
Shortwave, take it down, quick. What's it say? shut up.
All right, what you got?
Okay, so obviously you know, but a lot of listeners may not know. Well, maybe they do. South Florida has a really big Latin population.
Yes.
And so that is a huge part of the voting population. And usually South Florida is a blue area.
Yeah.
The state may go red, but Broward, Palm Beach, and Dade County are blue. Well, the Latinos for Trump movement down here has been strong and in charge. And I noticed a lot of Biden commercials. And I'm actually going to try to get one and send it to you because they're playing on the emotional card of, like, his son, Beau.
I know. It's disgusting.
Yeah. His late wife, you know, unfortunately passing away in a horrific car accident, and their daughter. And
what does that have to do with being president?
Right.
Well, and it was 40-plus years ago. But that being said, I was talking to my dad about it, and apparently Trump is, like, really, really high up in the polls down here in South Florida. And so they're putting a ton of money into the Latin vote.
Yeah, they put $100 million. Bloomberg gave $100 million to Florida for the Democrats.
Well, and it's obvious because, you know, in Montgomery, we may have seen one or two commercials here and there very sporadically since they've announced the VP candidate and we're getting closer to November.
Yeah.
But down here, it's like every other commercial.
You know what they're going to.
So I'm interested to see.
You know what's going
to
happen? They're going to be greatly damaged by their own bigotry because, like they do with African American voters, they lump Latinos together. And you know,
yeah,
and
you
I
assume.
Know from living there, they are not one big group of people.
No.
They are from a wide swath of different cultures.
And multicultural.
And there are some that don't even like each other because you came from Venezuela, you came from
China. You can't have, like, the Venezuelans and the Colombians and the Brazilians and the Puerto Ricans next to the Cubans. Like, you just can't.
But
they're not all the same.
But what a lot of them have in common, regardless of countries, they came from socialist regimes.
Yes, and they know better. They remember.
Yes, and they
like
don't want it here.
Like a lot of the Cubans, like a lot of my Cuban friends are offended because they're like, wait a minute, like you guys have no idea what my family, I mean, friends of mine, it's not that long ago.
Right.
I have friends of mine whose family, like their parents came over on a makeshift raft. You know, because they wanted better for their families. And they're like, you guys don't know any different. Like,
without being gruesome, the Florida Straits, which is the body of water between Cuba and the Keys, there are many, many makeshift rafts.
It still happens. This isn't something that happened 100 years ago. Like, people need to understand. Like, this still happens today.
Because that island is still, what did JFK call it, that imprisoned island? Still is. There's no freedom there.
But yeah, so down here it's very different, and you have to be careful. Like, you know, with Joe Biden going on television and playing Despacito as a song, thinking that he is going to attract the Latin vote, and you're like,
seriously?
Like, you didn't see that meme?
You didn't see that?
That is a very sexually explicit song.
Yeah.
Like, that's not a song that you want to be, like, jamming out on your campaign trail when, like, people already think you're a sniffer. Like, don't do that.
I heard
like, who's helping him?
Some Trump mocker.
I called him a sniffer. Yeah.
He heard that.
Thank you. That's funny.
Somebody was mocking Trump because he couldn't pronounce Despacito or something. I did see that. Now, here's a
note. Trump's not Latin.
Here's a note from my friend Morris. My Cuban family that lives in Florida is totally on the Trump train. They despise the Democrats. And again, it's because of this blanket mentality, the expectation of vote, not earning the vote, the expectation.
I think it's like the African-American vote, especially down here as well. You have to remember, these people are not necessarily black Americans. These people are from the islands.
That's
they're from the Caribbean. They come from different cultures, different governments, different poverty levels. They come here for a better life, and then you slap them in the face with the whole, like, America's not that great. These people here sacrificed everything to come to this country.
Yes.
Good point.
It's sickening. But yeah, so that's what's going on down here in South Florida. Like, the Trump train is, like, definitely rolling into the station because there's a lot going on down here. And a lot of Trump support, a lot of Trump flags, a lot of Trump, like, car magnets.
A lot of Trump signs, like yard signs.
All right. So I've seen a couple yard signs, like not as many as the Jesus 2020 up in Alabama because yard signs aren't like a huge thing here.
Right.
But a lot of car flags, a lot of car American flags.
Yes.
Which you don't see a lot. So, and I'm not talking about like the big ones on the back of the trucks like we see in Alabama. I'm talking about like, you know, the college game day flags that people ride around with, like those, but American.
I love you. Keep having to separate. Not like in Alabama.
That is awesome. Not like up there.
Alabama's a different animal.
Sure appreciate the insights on your visit. I need you to do me that one little favor now as we wrap up.
Oh, so it's caller number 7. So comes now caller number 7 for the wing finger word of the day.
Yeah.
Okay. I couldn't remember if that's the word or not. But yeah, call now.
Right. 272-9228. Jacqueline, thank you. And if you're up tomorrow and you're not doing 15 things at once, which you usually are, feel free to join us.
What time are you guys on tomorrow? 6 to 9?
6 to 8:30.
Or 7 to 9:30 your time.
Yeah, 7 to 9:30.
Thank you, Greg. Yep. Preach. And if I get that commercial, I'll text it to you.
Please do. I love it.
All right, bye, guys.
See you. Bye.
And by the way, Jacqueline Tomlinson, Dana Delt, are specialists in representing men in matters of divorce. But if you want powerful advocacy, they don't discriminate in that regard. 819-4810 is their number. And their web address is divorceformenalabama.com.
A representation is made that the quality of legal services performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers.
All right, we're ready to find a winner now. You are caller 1. Try again quickly. Caller 2, try again quickly. Hey, caller 3, thank you for the effort. Caller 4, appreciate it. You are caller 5. We clear the lines. I hate to say you're caller 6, but you are caller 6. And who is this?
Harry.
Who?
Harry.
Harry.
Yeah.
How are you, Harry?
I'm doing great. How about you?
We're fine at 4:55. Hang on a second here. I'm looking for something. Don't go away. Look at me, I'm building the drama here, right?
Uh-huh. Better come up with some gold here, baby.
Yeah, it better damn good.
Mm-hmm.
Well, tell you what, you better just go ahead and give us the winning word.
That would be birthday.
Birthday!
Yep, it is birthday because today was Jesse Lynn's birthday.
That's right.
And happy birthday to Jesse Lynn.
And Wingfingers, by the way, a great place to celebrate a birthday.
Yes.
Food's phenomenal. Downtown. In the RSA building, park underground, no problems there. Enjoy local sodas, craft beers, and more. 10:30 to 5, Monday through Friday, and you're going to enjoy a nice lunch for two there, Harry, so hang on. And we'll do it again Monday. The wing finger winning word. I was going to try and do something spontaneous because we used to have a guy that worked for jams downstairs named Harry. Great guy. And I had the song, I'm Just Wild About Harry.
I know the song.
I have no clue.
So,
it's from ELO.
Is it ELO?
It's one of the hits from ELO.
I just know that I'm Harry.
Not where it counts.
We should play the Cowsill song for you. 4:56. All right, folks. That's the time. It's also time to love what you drive.
Because on the counter, you want to know why.
If you don't, you haven't been to Jack Ingram and checked out some of the deals there. We were talking this morning about some specials they've got on Audis.
Man, Audis are nice cars.
Some lease deals that are absolutely sensational, as low as $395 a month on a Q3 45 Quattro Premium Edition. The entire Ingram family of stores has great deals for you. Of course, if you're, we are six-time purchasers at Jack Ingram from the signature pre-owned lot.
And you know they don't have a punch card, right?
All right, here.
No.
Just know that.
You get 9 on your 10th one, it's free.
Yeah.
Good.
They have, for example, on the Nissan Rogue, 1.9% financing available on that for qualified customers and 0% on the Murano.
You love your Rogue.
I do.
Now, I will say, I've never seen a man brag so much on his car. You do love your Rogue.
It's perfect for me.
Right.
It is.
Did you get your tire pressure fixed?
Terry Adams fixed that yesterday.
Fantastic. What'd he do?
That wasn't the fault of the car. Just all four tires were suddenly like 5 PSI below normal.
Hmm.
He had one of those portable air things.
Thank you.
Shaka, 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 boom.
And there's no leaks because the tires kept their pressure all day. It's just weird how that
temperature
happened. So 0% on the Murano with the Nissan store and deals at every one. So whether it's Volkswagen, Audi, Mercedes, Porsche, Nissan, or one of the great values. And by the way, if financing is what's keeping you from driving something you love, you need to get with Tip Thames and that team because they have over 30 financing options at Jack Ingram's signature used cars. Visit the whole family at jackingram.com. Pick one out. They'll bring it to your house freshly sanitized. Do all the paperwork online. Whatever you want, just order it up at jackingram.com because it is time to love what you drive. Stop lusting other people's cars.
Good afternoon, Montgomery Skywatch traffic. We are busy all around the boulevard. Congestion at all the major intersections. A lot of outbound traffic. Madison Avenue, Atlanta Highway. Also, Norman Bridge Road and Fairview Avenue busy this afternoon. I-65 and 85. Brisk business through downtown Montgomery. We've had a few accidents, too. We have two still working. 8900 Wares Ferry Road in the vicinity of H&H Auto. And on East South Boulevard at Marnie Lane, which if you're headed from